Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. And yes, I love it. This is called being adaptable.
Here we go. Sorry, that just struck me funny. I don't know why. That little pause right there, like, come on, Julia. We're live. I'm still posting the banner, so hold on. You guys probably aren't even seeing any of the fun. Okay. So
I'll dance. Okay. Well, yeah. Tracy's doing that. Come on, dance with me, guys.
I can dance while doing this. Watch me.
Yeah, look at you. Oh,
that's right. Here I am. Okay, so I'm almost there.
Tell everybody where to go so we can talk to them.
Okay. So oops.
No. If you can do that at the same time, I can do that.
We are live. We are live over at BBS Radio TV on Facebook. So go to Facebook, go to BBS Radio TV, and you will find us live. And we're chatting over there, so you got to do it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, come on. Join us.
Yeah. Yeah, do it like that. Yeah. I look so distracted, don't I? I got to get back to me to get over to this, to get over to that. Okay. No. So
Tracy's amazing. I don't know how you do it. It's just amazing.
The check's in the mail for that one. Thank you.
Thank you. No. No.
So apparently I'm not going to post on the Dolores Cannon page today because, maybe I'm on the wrong one. You know how there's so many, right? We guys put in doppelgangers.
I know. They don't want to be. It's hard to find the original, the source.
Yes.
The true
one. All about truth. Mm-hmm. Hey, what? Speaking about things being about something. Okay. I'm going to make something up right now about that. Okay.
All right.
So we've got the full moon coming up on the 22nd, which is Sunday, unless you're in Australia or New Zealand or somewhere where it's a day ahead, then you're going to be hitting that on Monday. But we got the full moon. The full moon is all about anchoring divine feminine. Oh. So ladies, let's join hands and men because we have
the men. Yeah, because they have their divine feminine. Yeah.
Let's all pull in our divine feminine and just feel that energy. There it is.
Drop of love. Did you feel that?
Yeah. Very like a big explosion right there. Okay, so I'm gonna head over to the actual page that we're going to be chatting on, see if anybody cares. I mean, is there, my bad. And so give me just a second because it's going to make some noise until I mute it.
The actual page that we're going to be chatting on, see if anybody cares.
There we go. Hello, there are people that care over here.
Yay, because we care.
We care. So hello, Tracy, Corey, Kathy, Michelle, and Atlas, and everyone else that's piling in. We are over at BBS Radio TV on Facebook, going live, and that's where you can chat, and I can read it, and I can ask Julia all the questions that you want to ask her.
And I can ask Tracy all the questions I intuit from what you're wanting to know.
Oh, I'm game. Let's do that.
Because I don't see the questions.
Intuit me a question.
But many times I feel them. Well, not yet. I gotta get the energies built up here.
Oh.
I mean, it'll just come in. I don't just do it.
I know you think you don't, but I'm sure you do.
It just comes in. How many? Okay. In case you hadn't figured it out, this is our latest thing we're doing. It's like, we're just talking all things metaphysical. So it's kind of like, we cover a lot of things. We don't necessarily have one specific theme or topic. And that way you guys it's open forum, I guess you would call it. Just open forum.
It's a free for all.
Yeah. And, cause we love this, talking about anything metaphysical. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That's
so Valley girl right there. Oh my gosh. Like, we're going to go all metaphysical on you guys.
Yes. like 5D and everything.
Oh my. The 5D. That. There we go there. Oh my goodness. We should do it. Okay, we've got Elaine and Judy, and I don't know how to say this, Jothi. I hope I didn't butcher that too bad. Tanya, all of you guys saying hello. We only got one. Oh, no, we got a couple. South Carolina, Las Vegas, Santa Cruz. You guys, let us know where you're from. We like it. Oh, Washington State.
Love it.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Washington State is close to you.
It is. I'm high-fiving. I'm high-fiving Tanya right now. There it is. All right. So what extraordinary things happened to you this week that might be a little metaphysical?
Creating. Oh. It just, you know, it's like this, it's interesting. I'm like on a whole new thing here and into it's creating.
And folks, there you have it. Show's over, creating.
Anybody else feeling creative energy? Because it's like, it's like I'm taking something. It's not completely from new, but it's like doing it in a new way.
Yeah.
And it's a huge learning curve. I love those learning curves. Yeah. And I've been, you know, doing more reading than normal and just really building, you know, kind of working on myself.
Mm.
Yeah. So
that's a big theme, isn't it?
It is. It's a big theme, a big thing, a big, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about it all the time and I do certain things, but this part, I completely kind of let go and I forgot about doing this. And it was like, oh gosh, I mean, I used to do this all the time, you know, dreaming and all those things, you know, and setting big things out there for yourself and have daring to dream to be them.
Like, to dream. I love that.
And that, you know, that stirs up really cool things inside. That's that creation stuff. It just really, it really brings about a whole new life within.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah. It does. And it shows you a part of yourself that maybe you've forgotten, mm-hmm. or, you know, it's been dormant for a while and it's like, hello, old friend.
The dreamer, I don't even realize how much I let the dreamer go into dormant stage until I do something that revives it. And it's like, oh my gosh, I wasn't even aware that I wasn't dreaming again. You know, I was like, it was like, oh shoot. I pushed that to the side. I was doing something.
I bet you're dreaming about seeing me in person again, aren't you?
Probably.
Yeah. So happen. I love it. I'm going to go back.
Like in a week.
I like it. Okay. So we have, let's go back over here. We have Kathy from Beverly Hills. Nice. And, Beverly Hills, Florida, near Crystal River, Florida. I don't know where
that's
dark, so I'm going to be Googling that.
Yeah.
Corey from Southern Cal. We got Judy from Australia. We got Cindy from where? Portland, Oregon. Double high five to Cindy. All right. And just in case you don't know where Tracy's from, it's Portland, Oregon area. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
the area, also known as Banks. So you have to, really going to hit the bull. You're getting really close. That person's getting really close to the bullseye.
Yeah. Really
close. Banks will actually be the bullseye.
It will. I won't tell the story. It's important to tell. Okay. Lenny is in the chat. Now, Lenny sent us a picture that looks something like this. A nice little picture of us doing our little.
Are we going to do something with this time?
Yeah. Okay. Hope you caught it, Lenny. Hope you were fast fingers, Lenny. Okay. Deborah, Audrey, and I think we're caught up. You guys, come on, get in here.
Hey,
share the love. Okay.
Yeah, I want to know, just because I brought that up, anybody out there in the dream mode? I mean, are you dreaming? Are you putting out there the life you would really like? Are you like maybe have a dream board or a vision board or writing it out or something, doing something where you're actually that creation part of you can get going, you know, because that's how we work.
Yeah.
This whole thing, we, whatever, you know, we think,
uh-huh.
Jupiter creates. And so if you're not thinking it or not picturing it, it won't happen. There's no way it can happen. It doesn't happen by accident, in other words. Yeah. So anyway, so love to hear if anybody else is doing that, because I'm always surprised when I find out. I was like, oh my gosh, I let it go dormant again. You know, it's like,
come on. If you haven't picked up on the theme today, it is dormant.
Dormant dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do a vision board every year, and I've got them tucked away in closets and stuff. And every once in a while I run across one and it's like, oh my gosh, I actually end up doing that. And one of them, I had put up a Hawaiian Airlines plane and pictures of Hawaii and all that, and kind of forgot about it, went back to it and realized not only did I manifest the trip, but I manifested the actual airplane, the Hawaiian Airlines, as my airline, which I had never flown before. Usually, you know, Alaska or something like that. And so here I am looking at this trip, but QHHT, the couple wanted sessions. So they flew me out to Hawaii for a week. It's really rotten.
How cool is that?
I did sessions on them. And I was like, absolutely, I'll do that. But I did know them. I should preface that. I did know them. And they were like, you do these, right? Yep. Well, would you want to come stay with us in Hawaii for a week and do these sessions on us? I'm like,
twist my arm.
Well, that's right. Anyways, vision boards, huge fan. Yeah, I've created so many things from vision boards. They don't always happen like bam, 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 but.
No, but you've got, that's the next thing, is you've got to do something consistently. You've got to think about them. You've got to, that's where you need to keep them out where you can see them. You've got to look at whatever your lists are. You've got to do something consistently so that the brain stays with it. Because what you're doing is reprogramming and rewiring your brain, your recordings that are going on in there, because it's right now, it's, if it doesn't have it, it's just going, okay, well, this is what I do. And it goes along that. And then
my routine.
Yeah, exactly. And until you put something new, it's like, I don't know of anything else to do. It's not going to happen by accident. You have to put it in there.
Yes.
It's like the computer. You have to program it.
I want us to pause for just one more moment again.
Yes.
We're going to put our girl power together again. Our feminine power, not girl power, because we're pulling in the masculine, feminine, all the good stuff. But we want to send some love to Northern California, because as Kelly is saying hello from smoky Northern California, it is a good reminder that that place is on fire again. So let's all just put some raindrops over that way. Let's send them some rain. And, you know, I just hope everybody's doing okay over there, because I know that that's been a situation for several weeks now, and it's time for some rain.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. So any of you who know how to rain dance, send it on over. And hello, Kelly from Northern Smoky California. So, yeah. All right. So dreaming the big dream, making the vision board, getting ourselves amped up, getting in the energy of it, playing in it as if it were already.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a hit on Northern California, so I'm trying to understand it. So I want to ask Kelly, I get this feeling of a need for cleansing or something up there. And is that, I wonder if that's why that's happening. And I don't know if Kelly would know, but it's just that just came in. I just got this, you know, I mean, it's nice. She's in the smoke, so she's not in the fire. So I'm really happy about that. But I just wonder, you know, when these things happen, they're really actually for nature. It actually is natural for nature to do a fire every so often, because it cleans out the underbrush and it cleans off things, and then nature comes back even stronger after a fire. So, I mean, it's the natural course. And if you live around woods, it does happen. It's not fun, but it does happen every so often. And, but I just got cleansing whenever you were talking about that. And I just wonder, I know this happens kind of regularly in California. I know it's because it gets so hot. A lot of it is. But I just wonder, do you get anything? I just heard, I felt cleansing.
You know what? Let me pull a couple of these and let's see what I have to say. These are my new deck. I like them. They're the enchanted, they're the gilded tarot, and they're very, very colorful and fun. Look at those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So while we're talking about it, I'll just flip around with some cards and see what comes in, because for it does feel like it is a cleanse. And that's kind of the agreement in the chat room here, is that there is a cleanse going on. There is a new beginning coming in, time to get into some calmer waters, which makes me think that we are coming to a close with the fires. Okay, so Kelly says could be. The forest wasn't being cleared and cleaned, so this is needed. It's just so huge, and the amount of smoke is affecting much of the U.S. It's crazy. It is, Kelly, because I'm up in Oregon, or Northern Oregon, and we were getting smoke up here. So very much so. Okay, calmer waters would be nice. I agree. And so would the tarot. So let's see what else we get. Yeah, there's definitely, well, that's interesting to get that. There's something being offered to all of us here in this lesson. There is balance being created. I got the Two of Cups, which is kind of fun for, because that's usually like
also a
love card. But yeah, look at the balance of that masculine, feminine balance to top it off. And then I got the wrong card in my hand. The Justice card, which is also about balance. So I think we're purging out some old energy to get in some balance here. And a new beginning is being presented. And we're being asked not to look at the three cups over here that are empty, but to the one that's being offered to us in this situation. There is something good coming of it. My prayers are with everyone that's being affected by it. And we're just calling in the highest and best outcome with that. Because as always, everything is for a reason, right? And we're all going through those things for a reason. So, yeah.
Yeah, it just didn't let me go. I mean, it was like, this is something that needs to be addressed. So it just kept going over there like there. I'm like, okay, so that's why.
Yeah.
I feel like it is for everybody. It's something, it's more than just that location.
Yeah, it's... the two cards that just fell out would just indicate that, yeah, it's a hard time, but we're, you know, all those who are being affected by it are going to come out okay, and they're going to come out stronger for it. So, and you know, we're all really, I mean, the whole planet's being affected by it, because this is our beautiful California on fire. So, yeah. All right, what else we got? You want me to read some more stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys, I'm going to go in and read.
That's how I work. If I hear, you know, I'll get, as somebody's talking, I'll get things. So,
we want to say congratulations to Audrey. She just completed QHHT level 1.
Hey.
Okay. Having psychic, you know, she's having psychic dreams, something definitely opening up. And that is so true. Isn't it true that when, you know, we go through these things and rather a session, the training, both, whatever, and it's just like, and psh, everything opens up. So
so cool.
I love it. So congratulations to Audrey. Right now, taking enough integration only. I'm going to see if this is, this is about the dreaming. Everyone's in there dreaming. Who else is dreaming? Definitely. We got some dreamers in the audience. So I say we dream a big dream all together. What should we dream? What can the collective come up with to dream a big dream? I mean, other than rain in California, that's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. No, and I think I like where you're going with this, because I think that's some of the issue worldwide, is we don't have something that we're looking toward. We're just kind of caught up in the middle and believing the illusion, believing what's being told to us, because that's what happens when you don't have a dream. You're just caught up in things and you're just reacting. But if you have a dream, then you have something you're working toward.
Yes, exactly.
And
Kelly's saying, let's not forget Afghanistan. We're going to send some love that way too. All around the world, we really need a lot of love, but definitely Afghanistan, California. We got other places too that are, you know, we've got all kinds of things going on that we need a lot of love for. But I'm going to say something to look forward to has changed my life. You know, setting things up. And I can't remember, a couple of years ago, I started doing that where it's like, okay, you know, you get in your routine every day, you're going to work. And then it's like, okay. And I was like, you know what? I just never have anything to look forward to. Mm-hmm. And so I started setting something up to look forward to, and it's been about once a month or so. And that has changed the way my life is. You know, it's like, I might have a day that's a little bit of a struggle, but then I'll be like, oh, but next week I get to go to Colorado, you know, and then whatever it might be, whatever the next thing might be. And so I set things up to look forward to. And so I highly encourage people to do that, because I think that just, that helps you to capture that feeling of that dream, right? Of manifesting, of creating.
And something else that I have found, and this was Monica's hack, you know, and it works so well. If you're trying to get out of, you know, get into a different vibrational frequency, into a different mood.
Yeah.
Just say, wouldn't it be so cool? Wouldn't it be so great? Wouldn't it be so fantastic? Wouldn't it be so wonderful? And then you fill in the blank. Yeah. If whatever. Yeah. And but see, just saying that, do you see how you just go,
yeah.
You know, it's
like a reset.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. And so I have these, what do you want to call them? Things that I'm kind of doing. And that's how I'm prefacing all of them now.
I've been doing the same. I think Monica's should have her own plaque. And we're talking about Monica Hope Dunn, who is one of our level 3 practitioners. And she gave us quite a fun trip in Sedona with the, wouldn't it be wonderful F? Wouldn't it be exciting F? And everything, I swear, everything that came out of her mouth was happening.
And it's like, you know, after about three, it's like, I'm paying attention here. She's on to something.
Just on a roll with this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it was happening. Boom, boom, boom.
My favorite one was still the elk, though. Wouldn't it be fun to see an elk? And then it was a whole herd of elk that we had to stop our cars for and watch them cross the street. We all looked at Monica like, what? How did you do that? So, yeah, that was fun. And so encouraging to just get into that playful energy.
Yeah.
It is. And it's very childlike, you know, it's like when I saw the fireflies, I was like, oh, fireflies, I've never seen those before. And I'm like, man, I felt like I was 5 years old just then.
And then it was like, I went from to see a bear.
Yeah, I better go inside. Yeah, you probably don't even have bear over there, do you? Uh-huh. Oh, mm-hmm. You could have just told me no. But maybe I was onto something. Maybe I was being watched, and that's why.
Sure. Yeah, that owl was watching you.
Yes, the owl was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Your protector. Yeah, they're bear here, but they're not very big. But still, they're bear.
Yeah, I'm sure it would win in a wrestling match. So
I've seen one the entire time I've lived here.
Oh,
so
one is enough.
They hide. You know, they're not out
looking for vulnerable people on a deck looking at fireflies.
Probably not. Although
that's good news.
You had the woods, you had stuff come bumping right up to that back deck.
There sure were.
Like who?
The owl. Yeah. Hey, owl, I just met you. Uh-huh.
The little twinkling fairies.
I know that was.
They were
fairies
too. Yes.
I don't know how we're keeping you guys' attention with all this hyperactivity. I feel like somebody wound me up like a little wind up toy right now. You guys are bringing the energy. Mm-hmm. But I got to go to the fairy realm today.
Cool.
So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yesterday,
we'll describe it. Come on, don't just leave us hanging. We all want to know. We want to know more about it.
So there might be a little misconception about the fairies, okay? Because we think, oh, fairies are so cute and little Tinkerbell. Well, guess what? You know what else Tinkerbell was? She was very ornery. Mm. And so I had this beautiful client, and hopefully she's listening right now. I'm going to tell a little bit of the fairy story, but she went on this campout thing with, you know, for fairies. And I had this experience.
You say a campout for fairies?
Yeah, like they all gathered around and they were making little altars for the fairies, and they camped out and they were doing like this camp out thing.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant as a fairy who was doing. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay. All right.
The people were camping out in the woods and calling in the fairies. Maybe okay. That's what I should say. Anyway, so it was successful. But the fairy energy was not that excited that the people were in their woods.
So probably not.
I just want to say, you know, we got to remember that we get excited about these things, right? It's like, oh my gosh, I want to connect with the fairy realm and all that. Well, you know, they probably look at us like a big bunch of clunky third dimensional, you know, messy people.
Oh,
hoarders. We're a bunch of hoarders to them, okay? And we come in and we stomp on their stuff, their little flowers and their plants, which are their friends. Yeah. And then we pop our tents down and do all that. They weren't very receptive.
Okay.
So there was some mischievous things going on. But anyways, it was interesting to tune, you know, to have her go into that in her session. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then talk some more with her about it today. So it was kind of fun because it is a good reminder. Come on, people, let's be respectful. You know, they were opening portals and are calling in portals to the fairy realm and all of that kind of stuff. That's really neat. But do the fairies want you to do that? So ask permission. Don't assume. Absolutely. So when we're doing our spiritual work, I think that is important to remember is that, you know, we get caught up in this excitement of it, but we need to make sure that these, you know, like the fairies want to connect with us. So had they stopped and paused, and I don't know that they did or didn't, but maybe stop and pause and ask, may we enter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pause and say, you know, you're putting together an altar. Okay. Sit with it and say, what would you like on the altar? Because apparently they didn't like what was on the altar.
That was kind of funny.
But what is this? Why would I want that? So, but just being respectful and kind and opening that door of just union with these other energies, because they are here and these other dimensions are here with us. And we are getting to these levels where it's easier and easier for us to tap into them. So let's be respectful with it. You know, we are excited little children putting our hands in the cookie jar and, you know, maybe grabbing more than one cookie. But what a fun session and reminder that, you know, let's be respectful of everybody's energy, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, like you're saying, like the fairies, but then there's also, if you're in nature, there's all the animals that live there. I mean, that's their home. And then you invade it, you know, same with the fairies, that's their home and you invade it. And so it's a matter of how can we do this in cooperation, especially if you're going to spend very much time there. And it's like, let's all respect each other's areas. And then it carries on into other people. You know, if we can do that with these, then how about we do that with each other?
Yeah. Just being kind and respectful of space and energy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say hi to everybody that's saying hi in the chat room. We're saying hi back. Love you guys back. I'm glad that my wound up energy isn't causing everybody to be like, what? I know Julia's over there going, what did she get into today? It's tea.
Oh, tea. Okay.
Yeah. Got me. I've had more than usual.
Actually, you seem normal to me.
All right. Well,
you always
amplify me anyway. So maybe that's what it is. I feel like I'm having a really hard time sitting in this chair, and like I feel like I'm moving 100 miles an hour. And I'm going to blame the tea, but it could just be all the energy that had been coming in today. Thank you, Tanya, for agreeing with Julia.
Yeah. It's all in you. I was gonna say it's in your mind, but we'll just say it's in you.
Can you guys see what's going on here? What's happening? Oh my gosh. I see no difference. Thank you, Linda. All right. Well, that vote, we don't need to vote on this. We don't need to comment. You guys are funny. Oh my God. I love our audience. Have I said that? Yeah. Sending you all love letters in my mind.
Yes.
It's all going out. I think you guys should challenge Julia some more with some questions.
No, I felt something. Somebody needs to say something. I feel something in my throat.
And it's me. I've been meaning to talk to you about something.
Something. I don't know. I don't know if it's somebody. It's not me. It's somebody. And then you said, oh, hey, everybody, you know, say something, you know, so it's like, okay, well, maybe that's it. But so you're picking up on that. I just feel like somebody has something they would like to say. And if I'm feeling my throat, then that's something that you need to say. So if you're feeling like you're not sure if you should say it, go ahead.
Okay, Sherry. Sherry says it's me.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, let's pull this out. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Is it something you need to say to somebody or some, or within this group that you just need, you want to express?
Okay. So Lenny, I would like to know your beliefs about paranormal, ghosts and stuff, because I put that under the umbrella of the metaphysical, but have never heard Julia's true opinion of it.
Oh, well, I think I've talked about it, but anyway, we can talk about that. Sure. Right. You said paranormal. I mean, what do you have? You have something defined in your mind.
Yeah, ghosts and, supernatural type, can, you know, moving.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to possession. Let's go to, people like to know about possessions, attachments, ghosts, lower vibrational energies. Maybe this is this what you want to talk about?
I mean, ghosts, I'm okay. The other things are, and that's fine. The lower vibration, see how I went right there? Cause that's what I tend to do, is I don't like to give energy to things that I don't want to create. So
my favorite go-to answer to that is, if you are staying in the vibration of light, then you have nothing to worry about.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, they may be there, but they're, you know, and let's just talk about attachments, because that's a biggie that a lot of people think, oh, I must have a ceremony. I must have something done to remove attachments. Okay. We'll address that one. Because, yes, and I do address it, but that one is, it's the nomenclature of it. That's what I think gets off a little bit. And what we have found is that what it is, it's something, see, there's something within yourself that you've got to work on, and you really want to work on it. This is your, you know, your higher self plan for you to be working on as a lesson or whatever. And let's say you just don't see it within yourself. First, you try putting people outside of yourself that are mirroring you, and they may have that same trait that you want to work on, but maybe you don't get it. You're not understanding this mirror, and you have all these people doing all this crazy stuff around you that is, you know, that is that you need to work on, but you're not getting it. It's, everybody else is so crazy. It's not me. It's them. I got all these crazy people around me. What's the deal? Okay. I'm being very extreme here, but that's what we do. And let's say we don't get it from that. Then we will do something a little bit more to get our attention. Now, this is us doing this to us, ourselves. Okay. We are doing it. So we always place it outside of ourselves. It's easier to see something. How many of you notice things in other people? And it's like, oh my gosh, that's so obvious. Why don't they deal with that? Or why is that happening? And if you really think, if it gets you, and if it gets a reaction out of you, it's probably a trait.
Deal with that.
And you're like, oh. You know,
only because I always bring it back to myself. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, that triggered me.
Yeah, if it does, if it gets a reaction, if it's a trigger, then that's something that tells you right there. It's something that's for you to work on. So remember, it's something we're placing outside of ourselves, but sometimes we really want to get our attention because we really want to work on this thing. And so we will place it really close to ourselves, and it looks like it's attached to us. See, it's like right there, we have to work on. So see, it's just something that we have placed. Most often it's a fear. And it's something that we have placed there to look at. Another thing is, like I said about the nomenclature, is that I found is may have things from other lives. You know, maybe things that happened attached to something that happened or someone or whatever. There's something that we are attached to. So we decided to carry it through with us But see, it's still us. It's still our thing.
So amazing.
Isn't it cool? Yeah, it's not some evil entity or something out here that's attacking. It's us trying to show ourselves what we need to work on and what maybe let go, whatever. See, it's always that. It's never something. It may feel like it's something from the outside attacking, but it's just us trying to get our own attention.
Yeah. Ghost. And to overcome fear, we need to overcome the fear, because that's how we get into our fifth dimensional vibration.
Oh, you have to.
Gotta be out of fear.
Yeah. Now, fear cannot go. Fear holds you in the third dimension.
So it's happening.
That's like a huge, there you go. That's a huge, huge thing. And a lot of people say, well, how do I let go of it? I don't know what to do here. And what ritual do I need to use? And I'll tell you, the simplest thing is if you will just look at it. We tend to, things that we fear, we want to run and hide from them. We make them great big and looming and scary. And oh my gosh, I can't do this. I got to go run and hide. I'm going to get away from it. And there is no getting away from it. That's the thing. It's going to stay right with you. Yeah. It's going to follow you. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until you deal with it. Okay. It's got something to teach you. If you know that you've got something to learn from it, it's going to teach you something. So go with that attitude. It's no different than an ache or pain or illness. It's like, what is it you want me to know? You just need to look at it and just talk to it. Just talk to fear. I mean, it's amazing. You can talk to this. Talk to fear. Talk to these things. Absolutely. What I found in my own experience, because I had fear. I mean, it was great big, ugly monster. It's just, I'm like, and I was also afraid of the monster within me. Okay. Because anybody else out there have monsters inside?
Oh.
Yeah. You know, and I was always afraid. I thought I was the only one. I thought I was it. And I can't, you know, it's kind of like the Hulk. Don't make me mad. You won't like me. You know, it's like, you have monsters inside, right? And it's like, we work so hard to keep them shoved down inside and nobody can see them. They just see the perfect little angel that we are all the time. And because we don't think anybody else, she knows the monster. Anyway,
Do you
know the monster? Do you know the monster?
I know some of the monster, but I'm sure you know some of my monster too. So
we've seen
some colorful sides of each other, and it's been awesome.
My daughter really knows the monster. That's who we let the monster show to those that we love dearest.
The most, right?
Our very closest people. Yeah. You know, they're the ones we feel safe with.
And thank you for letting me see your monster, Julie.
Yeah, because that's, you know, because we feel like they'll reject us. They'll leave if they see the monster.
Yeah.
You know, they won't like me anymore. So that's why I got to show my smiley face all the time.
I don't know. I think when people can be truthful like that, then that's more reason to love you, right?
Yeah. It just, so many of us don't realize that we can be that way. It's like,
we feel vulnerable.
Good size. Absolutely. But yeah, there's that person, but it feels bigger and uglier the more we push it away. Yeah. If we will just look at it, it's like, what are you trying to teach me? What do you want me to know? What am I to learn from you? See, one, it starts shrinking down in size. It has a vulnerable face. I'm looking at it right now. It has a vulnerable face. It was just like, it's not used to even being acknowledged. It's used to being run away from.
Exactly.
It's just trying to get attention.
Bare its soul.
So it's just a matter of doing that. If you will just turn around, what happens in dreams? You know, actually turn around and face it. Whatever it is you're running away from. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, notice next time, if you're running from something,
Stop.
You can come into that dream and you can control it and you go turn around.
Yes.
And see what it is you're running from. It's probably not as big as you think it is.
So I want us to get out our little horns and our pom-poms, because we are going to cheer Sherry on right now, because we're going to have some really good feedback for her. So she was the one with the throat.
Yes. Yes.
So I just had a client send a text to me and it was hurtful. I am a bit taken back by it. It has nothing to do with me, just feeling like she is taking her anger out on me. Don't know how to handle this. Well, that's exactly how I mean, you see it. Mm-hmm. She is taking. So,
oh gosh, my throat is burning right now, man. It's
yeah. So how does she speak her truth? Well, first off, Sherry, congratulations, because everybody gets those. And so you are initiated in now. People don't like to hear the truth, and you probably brought to surface something that this client didn't want to hear that they know they need to deal with.
Right. Well, the other thing you need to know is when, you know, when people do things like that, when they verbalize things like that or anything, you have to know it's a reflection of them. It's not you, it's them. Exactly. They are reflecting who they are and what they're feeling and things like that. So that's their stuff. And if you can just say, you know,
she wants to know, how does she speak her truth to that? I would say bless your heart or not respond at all.
Yeah, I would say my I just don't respond. They're going, you know my MO. I don't
respond. Were talking about how we respond. That's so funny. I'm a talker, you know. Tell me all about it. How are you feeling? I want to know. Let me share mine. I'm gonna tell you. And Julia's like, no.
I just don't respond. I would just like, I know they're going through something, you know, and and as long as they're talking like that, I mean, I don't know that I could even come back, and maybe a bless your heart might help. I don't know.
I would probably, you know, depending on the content of that, that message, it's either you're not going to respond at all and let them work it out, or respond with, I really sympathize with you. I can tell you're going through something very difficult right now. Yeah. And I'm sorry that this is painful, but it sounds like if you follow through, you're going to have a really big breakthrough. So I'm really rooting for you.
Hmm. Ooh, that was very.
Telling you, it's all over here.
Yeah, it is. That's something I would aspire to do. That was very nice.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I mean, if you look at it, hurt people, right? So this person is hurting.
I mean, it's definitely, if they're writing hurt,
and it's hurt right people. Up there. It's like that close to the surface where they're about to have the breakthrough. So what an incredible moment that is, Sherry. Your client is so close to their breakthrough that maybe just a few kind words and not retaliating back with, I didn't deserve that kind of a thing, but just sympathizing that they're hurting. And go respond with love and say, it sounds like you're just about ready for your breakthrough, and I'm rooting for you. I know you're going to be able to do this, you know, however you want to respond to that, but give them something encouraging back.
Yeah. Do it from your heart. Your heart knows what to say. Don't come from the hurtful ego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Cause it's not you that this person's attacking. It really isn't.
He'd Linda's twice, because all I could see is, I cannot negotiate with terrorists.
See, that's where I am, Linda. Yeah. Forget it.
You guys are awesome. I love it. But yeah. And either way, they're getting exactly what they need. No matter how you respond, the universe is prompting you to respond perfectly to that person. Rather it's no response, rather you're voicing your hurt feelings that they said that to you, whatever it is. Don't worry about it. You did it right. You cannot do it wrong.
Yeah. I think if you're feeling the need to respond, then like what you're saying would be good. If you don't feel that need, if it's like, you know, I don't want this in my life. But if you start feeling your throat tug on you or anything with your throat, then it's like you need, that's you wanting to express yourself. So listen to you and your heart and what you want to do. Exactly. But that would be nice. I would love, you know, this is, Tracy and I are very different on this part. And I always aspire to, would be more like Tracy. You know, let's just deal with it. Let's just do this.
Just get it out. You know what? I think having three kids that, you know, it's like, and people used to criticize me for it, but I look back on it now. I used to let the kids yell at me if they were upset. You know, it's like people, why do you let them talk to you like that? Well, I upset them and I'm giving them their voice with that. They get their 5 seconds and then I'll be like, are you okay now? Yep. All right, let's go watch some TV, you know, and instead of harboring on it all night long, within 5-10 minutes, a half hour tops, we're all good. We worked it out. You're upset. This is why. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it came across that way. Sometimes we don't know what we said or did. And sometimes it helps to let the other person know that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
That's not how I meant to say that. I'm sorry you took it that way. And boom, it's done. Or, you know, it's like, but work it out. So, but I am a life path three, and that's my map of the world. I want to talk about it. I want to get it out there. I want to make connections. I want to heal that problem.
And I don't remember what it was. I a one or something. And it's probably like, no, I mean, just go. I don't know.
Talk to the hand.
Yeah.
These boots were made for walking.
Yeah, I recall we were both. This is bad. That's why I do that.
That's so funny. But yeah, we did talk about that, how we respond differently. That's funny. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you guys all know how you respond, but be flexible in it. You know, it's like, I have to honor the fact that maybe Julia doesn't want to talk about it, you know? And so then I'll honor that as I'm chewing on a rawhide or something. Or I really want to talk about this. I'm going to give her space with it. And, you know, and then I go, and here's how that works. You don't want to talk about it? Okay, well, it's still a trigger for me. So I'm going to go over here in my own space, and I'm going to work out, why is that a trigger? And I'm going to work it out on my own.
Exactly. Yeah. Why?
And then Julia's going to do what she does with it. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully when we come back together, it's done. Right?
If not, I guess we deal with it.
That's so funny. Ooh, Audrey's a life path three too. Woo-hoo. All right. We've got anything in here too. I think we already talked about the ghosty energies attached.
Well, we didn't talk about ghosts. We didn't.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about ghosts. Mm-hmm. A few minutes.
Yeah. What's really cool about ghosts? Okay. Because, you know, we all have in our mind what we think ghosts are.
Would this be a good time for me to go, ooh.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Have any of you ever had encounters with ghosts?
Oh, you know my stories.
You know, and
a little something in Mount Shasta.
And I know, like, through, like, when I was younger, we lived in a haunted house in St. Louis.
Nice.
Yeah. And I mean, these houses that are over 100 years old, you know, great big thick walls, you know, they're the old houses. And it was definitely haunted. And sometimes, I mean, things happened that were really cool. It's like there was something else there. And so even thinking that, it's like, well, how? Okay, that goes along with my theory. Okay. And then one of my sisters could see one of the figure as well.
Wow.
So that was really cool. It wasn't cool that we were all young, so it was scary to us until we knew that it was not threatening. It was not scary. I mean, it wasn't trying to hurt. It was like, because, you know, when you're little, you don't know. And this is back in the 60s.
My oldest can, you know, see them. Josh can see them.
Well, you know, let's look back to the 60s. The thought of ghosts was not, I mean, it wasn't as open as now, you know, right. Where it's like, you know, back then it's like, what you know, just kind of scary. It's kind of spooky.
You guys hear that? Footsteps in the hallway. Yeah. That's a big one that happens a lot to people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what mom found. And it's like, you know, this goes along with what was happening in that house. What's the name of that movie? It had Margot Kidder. I can't think who else was in it. Where she had her kids and they were in an old house and things kept happening. And anyway, basically what it is, and this is, you know, it's like, is it elementals? Is it this? Is it that? It's actually other time periods. It's like, so there's
two other dimensions.
Hmm?
Other dimensions, you mean? Like, or
was the name of it The Others?
Maybe. I don't know if I've seen it. If it was creepy, I probably didn't watch it.
It is so good. It is so good. And I don't want to give it spoiler alert. It's what I'm about to tell you. So, but it's where you're dealing with two different time periods. So it's two different, it's like timelines within that period, within that location. So it's different time periods overlapping or different dimensions overlapping each other. And then remember that veil keeps thinning. And so it's like, you're aware of what's going on. Now, one, you can't see the other unless it, you know, just you're somebody that can see through that veil. but more than likely it's not going to. But so like where it might feel like, hey, this is invading my area, they may be seeing you the same way. It's like you're a ghost to them, okay?
In yes.
their timeline. So it's like, and that's what she was finding was in some of her latest sessions was like, this is what's going on there. I mean, and I think about what was going on in that house, and because the interaction I had with the ghost was I was taking a bath and I'm little, you know, and I'm in the bathroom and the bathroom door, like my brother and sister, they were downstairs washing dishes. So I'm the only one upstairs, and that's where the ghost was upstairs. Okay. So I'm taking a bath and the door would come open and then it would slam shut. And then it would open and slam shut. And that door wasn't that kind of a door. It's like it would open a little ways on its own, but it wouldn't do a whole thing and then slam shut. And if once it was shut, it wouldn't do that. Okay. So it's like, I thought my brother and sister were playing games and they were playing with the door, you know.
That's a much more comforting thought.
Yeah. And then mom came up after a little bit to check on me. And I'm like, can you tell them to stop playing? You know, I'm this is annoying. And she's like, they're downstairs washing dishes. They've never left. They've been down there. And I'm like,
get out of the tub.
I did very quickly. Stay here while I finish.
Oh my gosh.
But thinking about it, okay, so it could have been somebody on that timeline, just whatever with the door, you know, going in and out of the bathroom or something. I don't know, but it's like, but that makes sense, right?
It could.
Now the thing where it's like, okay, where this is something else that happened. And I think I told this on another somewhere else, but this is where it kind of crosses, where maybe it crosses the veil. So I don't know, or even that door thing was a crossing the veil.
Right? I'm just going to say real quick to everybody, we don't have time to go through everybody's stories, but I love that you're posting them. And
super.
I'm going to go read those. But lots of ghost stories getting posted. So
wonderful.
Them. How
and,
fun.
And see if it kind of goes along with that, because you have to, you know, it's, remember, this goes along with our very first story of the fairies. Remember, we're living.
Yeah. Together.
We're living.
We're all living together in the same world. We're just in different dimensions.
Yeah.
And I am going to shout out real quick too. If you're watching this on YouTube and not the live version and you want to see the ghost stories, it's over on BBS Radio on and look for our banner. And go read those ghost stories because they're fun.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that happened not too long before we left there was we actually had a robber. Somebody came and robbed our home, broke into the home while we were all there. It was in the middle of the night. Okay.
That was scary.
Very scary. It came through the window. He came through the window of our bedroom where the three of us are staying in this one bedroom. He goes through there, goes through a very narrow pathway through the beds to go to my mother's room and he took jewelry. He was doing stuff from the bedroom. None of us woke up, but was interesting. And then it looked like, okay, there, he started to go upstairs. Okay. Now what was left, what we found was jewelry and things were on the floor. Like they were dropped. He was getting
like something scared him out of the house.
Yes. Yes. And so so that could have been where we always felt like the ghost was protecting us, you know, so
that gives me chills.
Doesn't I've got them all over me. Anyway, so we have 1 minute. So
yeah.
Everybody, thank you so much for being here.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for putting up with my wound up energy. That seemed very normal to everybody else.
Yeah, so where can everybody find you, Tracy?
TracyMahan.com or QHHTOfficial.com under Find a Practitioner. Julia, how did they become a practitioner?
Go to QHHTOfficial.com to courses, or even on the homepage. You can level one online course. There you go. And you have a code if anybody wants to use it.
You want to save 10%? Put in the magic is real, and that'll get you 10% off.
Yeah.
Magic is real. The magic is real. There we go. Enunciate. Okay. What about Soul Speak? Real quick.
Soul Speak. JuliaCannon.com to get the Soul Speak online course. Get certified in helping other people with Soul Speak. So we have all kinds of ways you can help people.
All kinds.
So that's what you want. Wonderful. To do. All kinds of ways. Anyway, we are at our time.
That's it.
Love
okay.
You all.
Love you guys. Bye.